Time now for the Wide Open Three. A fast-paced look at local and regional sports. Brought to you by Bain Dental Group. When it's time for you to open wide, you'll want Bain Dental at your side.
Bain Dental Group is currently accepting new patients at our three different locations in Bowden, Carrollton, and our new state-of-the-art facility in Billerica. Bain Dental Group can provide any dental service you require, including oral surgery, implants, and braces. We accept most types of insurances, making our dental care affordable and attainable. To make an appointment with Bain Dental Group today, call 770-258-5516. For generations of smiles, Bain Dental Group has you covered.
From the 316 Healthcare Graddock Sports Studios, this is the Wide Open 3 presented by the Bain Dental Group for Wednesday, May the 8th. Congratulations to Heard County Lady Braves basketball standout Jaden Boykin on committing to Savannah State University. Congratulations to Central Lions wide receiver and defensive back Marshawn Horton on receiving a scholarship offer from Western Kentucky University. Marcelo Zuna delivered the go-ahead single in the decisive two-run eighth inning, and Jared Kelenic homered for the first time this year, but Aaron Bummer's damage control in the sixth inning may have been the most important contribution in the Braves' 4-2 win over the Red Sox last night. That was big, especially after getting hit, Braves manager Brian Snicker said. Bummer inherited a bases-loaded one-out situation after starting pitcher Reynaldo Lopez issued three walks, including one with the bases loaded in the sixth inning. The threat became more serious when Sedan Rafaela hit a bouncer that had the potential to be an inning-ending double play, but hit the Braves reliever's right leg and fell into no-man's land. Rafaela's game-time comebacker set the stage for Boston's top of the order to add to the six-inning damage. But Bummer responded with consecutive strikeouts of Jaron Duran and Rafael Devers. "I definitely had the privilege to watch him pitch over the last few seasons," Lopez said through an interpreter. "I know what kind of pitcher he is, and I know what he's capable of." Much of the talk over the past couple weeks has centered around the slow starts of Ronald Acuna, Matt Olson, and Austin Riley. Each of them tallied at least one hit in this latest victory. Recent history indicates each of these MVP candidates could get rolling at any point. But while the Braves will need these three stars to eventually start producing, their bid for a third straight 100-win season depends on guys like Bummer and Kelenic providing key contributions like they made on Tuesday night. The Braves will wrap up the series tonight at 7:20 with Chris Sale taking the mound against his former team. Remember, you can keep up to date with all things local by giving us a like on Facebook and a follow on Twitter at Graddock Sports and online at GraddockCommunications.com. From the 316 Healthcare Graddock Sports Studios, this has been the Wide Open 3 presented by the Bain Dental Group. I'm Adam Picoro.